Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Well, the Taoiseach, as you heard, has confirmed that the government is exploring possible tax breaks for private developers in a bid to boost housing supply. Meanwhile, the Cabinet is also expected to sign off on a government motion on housing, which specifies the need for the state to diversify sources of investment when it comes to housing delivery. For more on this, I'm joined by Minister of State with responsibility for financial services, credit unions and insurance, Robert Troy. Minister Troy, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you and good evening to you and your listeners.
Now, I do want to discuss housing or insurance with you and storm cover damage and so on, storm damage cover, because we discussed that with Moya Murdoch of the Insurance Ireland yesterday on the programme. We got a whole heap of queries and complaints as well about whether the house or the business is covered or not. We'll get to that, and I know it's part of your brief, but I do want to ask you about what was central to leaders' questions in the Dáil today, and that's the criticism from the opposition about this idea of incentivising and increasing private investment to increase housing supply. Is that really the idea? Is that the solution here?
Well, I suppose what we do need to recognise is we need to build more houses. We need to build more houses across social, affordable and private houses. We need to ensure that there's a greater supply, because at the moment supply is not reaching demand, and as a consequence of that our rental prices has gone up and the cost of houses has gone up. And government is saying that we need greater investment in this area. We need 20 billion euro per annum if we're to deliver 50,000 homes per annum, and that's what's forecasted to be needed last year.
So what's the idea then? Okay, so instead of laying out the context further, what's the idea of to increase private investment here?
Well, last year government invested 5.1 billion euro in the provision of housing. So what we need to do is we need to give certainty so that private investment funds, pension funds, pillar banks have confidence to lend to private developers to build houses that they can sell, to build houses that they can rent under the cost rental model, to ensure that they get an adequate return on their investment. It is only by increasing supply that we will ultimately level off and bring down the cost of housing. And it's only by increasing supply in terms of the rental market that we will bring down the cost of rent.
So there's thought or consideration being given to tax breaks as well for these funds and developers. Is that right?
What government has said is they're going to look at this in the round over the course of the coming months. They're going to debate the Housing Commission report. And I think what Minister Chambers said in the Dáil today is that there will be a frank debate. It will be open to all members of the Oireachtas to feed into that debate. But we have to be honest with the people. If we want to deliver 50,000 houses per annum, and that's what's needed, we don't, as a state, have the capacity to invest 20 billion euro exclusively on our own.
But why not say that before the election? Because the opposition were making the point today that this is a bit of a surprise to them. It wasn't in the programme for government that you have. It wasn't said during the election campaign.
But what we did say during the election campaign is we want to ramp up the supply of housing. And what we did say in the election campaign is we want to continue to invest. We're not talking about replacing.
Didn't say anything about tax breaks for funds or developers during the election campaign.
And we haven't finalised our position in terms of how we're going to attract more funding into this sector. But what we're acknowledging is more private funding, more equity is needed in this sector.
But my point
to deliver
is, you didn't
houses.
Say that during the election campaign. You're saying it after the fact. And Labour in the Dáil today is saying that you're repeating the housing policy mistakes of the past during the Celtic Tiger era. Is that what's happening here?
Well, it's funny, and I listened to the Labour leader in the Dáil today, who was critical of tax breaks in the past, but at the same time, you know, they criticised tax breaks. They said tax breaks in the past drove and inflated the construction industry and encouraged people to build, and that the tax breaks of the past were allowed to drag on too long. So if in the past tax breaks incentivized people to build the houses, well, then maybe they are part of the solution now. But what government is saying clearly, no decision has been made. What we're saying is,
I know, but you're giving a consideration, and some say it's kite flying. Aren't these investment funds, some would say, the cause of extremely high rents already?
I think the cost of high rents is demand is far outstripping supply. And we have a scenario where we're not building enough houses or enough apartments in Ireland at the moment. There was a 24% drop in completions in apartments in 2024. We need to reverse that. We need to build more apartments. We need to build more houses. The state on its own does not have the capacity to invest 20 billion euros per annum to supply 50,000 houses. We're not saying we're walking away from the pitch. What we're saying is we need to incentivize and attract greater funding to complement what the state is already investing in this area. And as I said, last year, we invested over 5.1 billion in the provision of housing, the largest on record, and we'll continue to do so. And what Minister Chambers said in the Dáil today also was that in the context of the review of the National Development Plan, we will ensure that we put in place the necessary investments in infrastructure, in roads, in water, in utilities, so that we can open up private land to ensure that there is... The model is there so that people can invest and can build houses, because that's what's needed.
Okay, I want to get
people
to
out there want to see more houses built, and we need to look at every avenue in terms of how we can increase and deliver the greatest number of houses per annum possible.
Okay, because it's a volatile situation in terms of housing. I want to ask you one question in relation to rent pressure zones, because that's being reviewed by the government as well. The Dáil heard today of a 70-year-old woman who has a daughter with special needs who's paying 1,400 or so rent each month. And she believes it was said that the rent pressure zones, which allows for a 2% annual increase, that the RPZs are keeping her out of homelessness. Now, if the RPZ is reviewed and if it's changed with it to another system, can the government guarantee people like her that their own rent won't become unviable under a new system?
Well, I think Minister Chambers gave that guarantee in the Dáil today, that whatever new mechanism, and no decision, just to be clear, no decision has been taken in relation to rent pressure zones. It is part of the discussions that will be had. But what the Minister Chambers said in the Dáil today, that protection for renters will be a paramount consideration going forward. And I think we have proven that even in the terms of when the no-fault eviction ban was lifted, we introduced the tenant purchase scheme or the tenant in situ scheme, sorry. That's whereby local authorities have been able to go in and purchase the property from private landlords to give people security of tenure going forward. So we have a good track record in ensuring that tenant rights are vindicated and protected.
Okay, can I move on to insurance and insurance cover as a result of storm damage as well? It's something we discussed with Insurance Ireland in the programme yesterday. A huge amount of texts and correspondence to the programme, to 51551. The heel of the hunt is, because of the storm, claims could reach as high as 200 million euro. It's the highest ever, I think. Now, is there a risk here, Minister, that people simply won't claim for damage to their properties that happened during the storm for fear that their premiums will increase?
Well, I think what we know already is, as of the 31st of January, 14,099 claims have been submitted to a tune of 116 million. 70% of them are home claims, 23 commercial, 7 motor. That figure will easily rise to in excess of 20,000. And you're right, with the projected claims of 200 million. This is the largest wind event of the last 20 years. And as a consequence of that, the compensation will be one of the largest in the last 20 years also. But, you know, all standard policies do cover storm damage. The reason people pay insurance, we all pay insurance, we never really want to use it, but it's there as a safeguard so that we can use it when we have to use it. And people should look to their insurance policy and submit a claim. Premiums are influenced by multiple factors, and so one single event doesn't always impact on pricing going forward. So Insurance Ireland have been out to the fore saying that people should submit their claims. Insurance industries are saying they should submit their claims. And I am encouraging people to go out and submit their claims.
And, that's why they told us yesterday, Minister, exactly what you said there. This is normal storm coverage and they will be covered for damage. But we did get texts from listeners to say business interruption, loss of earnings, damage to cars, for example, were not covered. They were told by some providers. I mean, what should listeners do or what should the public do in situations like that?
Well, I think obviously each person needs to look at their own policy to ensure that what they're submitting for is covered. Typically, you would imagine for the scenario of loss of business, if, for instance, a roof is blown off a hotel and the hotel has to close down, well, then typically they're losing income because of that, and that should be covered under business interruption cover. But if somebody has to close for a day or two and they're operating a business out of their home, that typically won't be covered. So we need to be ensuring that people are adequately covered for what they're submitting for. And I think given the volume, the 200 million projected compensation, there is going to be a lot of cover paid out. I've spoken with Insurance Ireland. They have assured me, and like certainly if the insurance companies are not playing fair with their customers, well, I'd like to hear about it, because that's the reason why I met Insurance Ireland last week.
Okay.
To ensure that they are playing fair with people.
Okay, so that's a guarantee or that's a commitment from you. If they're not being treated fairly and if they're not covered, let the minister know. And I'd love for the listeners to let us know as well, the 51551. There's a Sinn Féin motion brought before the Dáil this evening, which calls on the government to ensure ESB networks compensates customers for power outages. What's your view on that?
Well, I think, the ESB have been to the fore in the last 2 weeks in bringing about a restoration of the ESB network. I think they have worked very hard, the people on the ground, to ensure that people are reconnected. Obviously, we would have liked to see that done in a much more timely fashion. The scale of this storm was unprecedented, and I think we need to now look at to ensure that a situation like this doesn't happen again, to ensure that that the ESB invest in their network going forward.
Yeah, so you're rejecting the Sinn Féin motion, it seems.
To be honest, I haven't seen the motion, okay. Cormac, and it wouldn't be wise for me to comment on a motion.
Okay, fair enough. There's a listener, though, picking you up on what you said there. What planet is the minister living on, says Beige to 51551? Premiums will increase, reduce the cost of personal injury claims and will reduce premiums. They didn't reduce premiums. They'll increase the cost of home insurance as a result of Storm Éowyn. Now, isn't it likely that Breed is correct, that premiums will go up because of the 200 million damage being paid?
Well, look, I sympathise and partially agree with what your listener has said. The last government has done a huge amount of work in terms of insurance reform. We have rebalanced the duty of care. We reformed Injuries Resolution Board. We introduced a new personal injuries guideline. We introduced the insurance fraud office within An Garda Síochána. For the first time, we've perjury on the statute books, and we established the office to promote competition in the insurance market. And I, for one, am disappointed that there hasn't been a greater reduction in premiums over the last number of years. Motor premiums, insurance premiums, for the large part, have remained stable or have reduced marginally. That's not good enough. And that's why one of the reasons why I was meeting Insurance Ireland in the last week, and why I'll be meeting each of the insurance companies over the coming weeks to impress upon them
not to increase the premiums. Are you warning them, don't increase premiums on foot of this?
What we want to see is the insurance company live up to their commitments that they had requested the reforms a number of years ago. Those reforms were delivered. I've outlined them there in the last few moments. We now want to see insurance companies follow through on their commitment to reduce premiums for their customers.
Okay. I was going to let you go. I wasn't going to ask you this final question, but I will, given the response that we're getting to 51551, and it's in relation to the SDLP saying that they won't attend St. Patrick's Day celebrations in the White House. A listener says, and a lot of them are along this line, Minister, I'll be horrified if any of our leaders attend the White House on St. Patrick's Day. What would you say to those listeners?
If the invite is issued, I think the Taoiseach would be foolhardy not to attend the White House. Whether we agree or disagree with President Trump, he is the democratically elected President of the United States of America. We have a long-standing a relationship with the United States going back a long number of years. It is important that we retain that relationship, that diplomatic relationship, that cultural relationship, and that economic relationship. So many of our jobs are underpinned in Ireland by the relationship within America, and it's important that we use our opportunity to visit the White House. And when we are in the White House, certainly the Taoiseach can use that opportunity to engage with President Trump and to outline the Irish position on so many of the issues facing the world today.
As I say, an awful lot of text on that. Perhaps that will convince the people who say do not go to the White House. You can let me know at 51551. Minister of State, Robert Troy of Fianna Fáil, thank you very much.